brains, not with our eyes.
Audio recording 1313. The invention and conclusion of the eye. Dear Triple Star, it's as I expected. The mapping of the history and future of the eye came to support my suppositions. First, that all we see alone. But all we see will be the same. Second, that the world you and I live in is overwhelmingly invisible. Third, that the eye will retreat. I have one challenge: to describe the future with complete certainty based on the data that are available. I want you to calculate this for me. What is completely clear is that how we see, what we can see, and what we understand by seeing are facing radical changes. To form an image of the future of sight, dear Triple Star, we first have to go back to the beginning. The origin of the eye is light. The eye arose from light. Audio recording 13.2. The lens of the eye has a liquid origin. The concept of a lens has a connection to a floating element. Lenses are also known as aqua from Latin, which means little stream, from aqua, which means water. This, in turn, is the origin of the word auga from Old Portuguese, while the same word, auga, in Norse, meant eye, and is related to the word ocularis from Latin. Aqua, ocular. The first lenses that were made and used by humans were water lenses, spheres filled with water. Raindrops are small lenses, or eyes.
The eye is an erotic organ. Fluid, mobile lenses that fill the atmosphere, coupled with an intelligent system, form images from myriad angles at every point in time. Chock, chock, chock. Che, che, che. Walk, 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 a walk, walk. Ja, chock, chock, chock. Che, che, che.